Hey, grab a seat and let's talk. Just you and me, no pretenses, no jargon. I want to tell you about the roller coaster ride that has been my life, and maybe, just maybe, you'll just see a bit of your own story in mine. You know, I wasn't always the person who could command over 20 grand for a single project. Far from it, I started where many do, Fiverr and Upwork. I was a graphic designer. I started as a graphic designer and I was hustling graphics for what felt like spare change. I was that graphic designer who would spend hours, days even, on a piece, pouring out my soul into every single pixel, only to earn enough to barely cover a coffee at the place where, you know, where we're sitting right now. Just like, imagine we're having a coffee date right now. So $50 for a design. That was my reality. That was my reality. $50, $20, even $10. But something in me just couldn't settle for that. I knew I had more to offer, and I bet you feel that too. You know that feeling that you're worth more than you're getting? So I took a leap. I transitioned to LinkedIn. You know that professional stage where everyone seemed to be wearing a suit and a tie, even in the profile picture? Yes, darling, that was there. I'm talking about that place. That was where everything changed. I remembered landing my first $1,500 gig for packaging design. That was 30 times what I used to make on Fiverr for the same work. Can you believe it? It was surreal. I felt like I had cracked the secret code, but let me tell you, it wasn't luck. It was the result of a deliberate, sometimes maddening process of building a personal brand that finally reflected my work. So it wasn't luck at all. Something happened. Now, what you are getting right now is not just a resource, it's a confessional of some sort. I'm going to walk you through every gritty detail, every misstep, every triumph that led me to build a branding agency that can confidently charge and get those $20,000 payday checks on the minimum. And I'm saying this because it's not just about my own niche. It's not niche specific. It's something that covers every single niche, regardless of your profession and what you're doing. We'll talk about the late nights, the strategies, the rejections, the wins. I'll show you how I went from being a hidden gem on freelance sites to sought after strategies and how you can do the same. Now, this is about the transformation that happens when you decide to stop being a commodity and become a brand, a luxury brand at that. Trust me. So let's just move in, not into a sexy story, but into a real, raw and transparent playbook of how to, you know, elevate your worth in the eyes of those who matter the most. They are your clients, so they matter the most to you. So honey, just buckle up. It's going to be one heck of a journey, and this resource is a roadmap, a guide, and if I may be so bold, a companion on your journey to discovering your worth and commanding the kind of project that makes your heart sing. So let us open this resource together and, you know, explore the highs and lows, the twists and turns, and the sheer exhilarating feeling of transforming your personal brand from a whisper in the wind to a roar in the marketplace. I wanted to make, you know, your brand not just a name, but a statement, a legacy, something that stands for, that just stands out, that, you know, that's unforgettable. This is my story, but more importantly, it's a prologue to yours. And I cannot wait to see you on the other side.